Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I woke up this morning and I'm thinking about, I've got a short address to do tonight at a Montauk County Republican Club meeting here in Missouri. The emphasis on that word is short. So what do I say to them tonight? What am I going to tell them? I've considered a couple of things. I'm still not ready. I thought, well, first I could share the resolution for the Republican Club from 1856, as it would seem some battles are not really all that new. Or should I share what I shared with you yesterday about we're number one? And then this morning I thought about the rhetoric in the news last night. Well, you name it. And they're going to fix it with legislation. So can we legislate enough gun control to stop shootings? And the answer, of course, is no. What about in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Have you watched that? I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. It's sick. So what kind of legislation would stop the muggings and the beatings and the kickings? They don't use guns. Of people on the street, particularly they're taking advantage of drunk guys. But they beat up some sober ones too. The answer again is none. There's no legislation to stop that. So what is the answer? Did the founding fathers ever fathom such ugliness, such violence, such tyranny? The answer is yes, they did. My granny used to say, there are no new sins, just new ways of doing them. Congress would have us believe they are there to legislate away every problem and legislate miracles regarding health care, wages, etc., etc. They would have you believe they can tax you into saving the earth, when of course the earth doesn't really need saving. Well, not the planet. Perhaps the inhabitants, especially the ones in D.C., could use a little saving. I have a few quotes here. There is no worse tyranny than to force a man to pay for what he does not want merely because you think it would be good for him. That's Robert Heinlein. Now, this quote, this is proof. I have said this many times. You can quote anybody and it'll sound fantastic. This quote, the road to tyranny, this is true words. The road to tyranny must never forget begins, we must never forget. Let me start over. The road to tyranny we must never forget with begins with the destruction of the truth. Who said that? Bill Clinton. Well, if there's anyone who knows about the destruction of the truth, it would be Bill Clinton. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils. But by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other correction is either useless or a new evil. And that's Thomas Jefferson. There is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetuated, under the shield of law and in the name of justice. So we need to beware every time somebody says, I'm going to write legislation for this or for that. I may not be the right one to talk to the Republican Club, but I'm going to have some fun with it. Our founding fathers were living under tyranny. They knew what it felt like. And they had a vision. They had a vision for life, for liberty, to be able to pursue happiness and own property and become prosperous. Today we're told that those who have been hugely successful are the enemy. We're told we are the racist and ugly people. We're told we're destroying the planet with our lifestyles. Not a one of those things is true. Truth, our elected government officials have run amok. They are corrupt. And we the people are lacking in the truth and the knowledge we need to make the wise decisions. We just keep making electing the same mistakes over and over again. How much do they really want to legislate and tax the rich? Well, it depends, you know. There's just a little tidbit quickly. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi has been in Congress for 28 years with an annual salary, which isn't bad, $193,400? So how is her net worth nearly $200 million? Not $200,000, $200 million. Even if she invested 100% of her salary and paid zero taxes for three decades with 10% return on her investment, she should only be worth $30 million at the most. Think about that. Now, Plastic Pelosi isn't going to go pay. She isn't going to want to legislate her 80% of her wealth away. And neither are the other folks, like Mitch McConnell. They're all in the same. It's nonpartisan when it comes to making money in Congress. They're okay with that. So it's on both sides of the aisle there. Think about all that we put up with these days. If you read the Declaration of Independence, you will see we're under the same tyranny in many respects that our founding fathers were. In some ways, I think it's worse. Congress cannot legislate every problem away. The laws are there. Enforce them. Congress cannot tax this nation into wealth. It will tax us into an economic collapse. Yeah, I'm still not sure what I'll talk about tonight, but I do believe I'll present them with some questions to think about. Because the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And that's a George Washington quote. Today's guest is a deep-thinking, liberty-loving grandfather. Like me, he's fighting for liberty, trying to save not the planet, but a nation. So our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and the future generations will have a freer place to live. We welcome back Don Jans. He's the author and the grandpa. Don, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you, Beth Ann. It's always great to be here, and I know you're going to invigorate those Republicans tonight.
Invigorate or aggravate, I'm not sure which.
I'm betting on invigorate.
Okay, we'll go with that. But, you know, it is something that it does concern me, and I know it does you, but I did, you know. And I read an article this morning where Colt is going to stop producing AR-15s for the general public. As if that's going to stop shootings, as if that's going to stop the crime. And I don't know how you feel about that, but to me it's just another slap down to the citizens of the United States. We see these people in Minnesota getting kicked around, literally kicked and beaten until they have concussions and can't think, can't stand up. And there's no guns involved there. So an AR-15 really isn't the problem, is it, Don?
No, no. The gun has never been the problem. You know that, I know that,
and
anybody with any common sense would know that. But common sense is not a criteria today. Don't forget what Joe Biden says: let facts get in the way of our truth. Yeah,
never let facts get in the way of our truth.
So.
Well, Don's going to speak a lot of truth. I'm going to try to be quiet. We're going to just talk some conversation, some common sense when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Don and Beth Ann with some common sense. Not Beter O'Rourke. He doesn't have any. We'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Dawn, I want to thank you for being with us today. Dawn has written a couple of books. One of them I have right here in my hand. It's I've got it right here in my hand. The Road to Tyranny. And then his second book, which I do not have, is Two Visions of America. You know, Dawn, I know that you're like me. You've been very, very concerned about what's going on, and we can see every day, every single day. You know, I just cringe when Congress wants to do something, because it never ends up good. And this morning I was watching something, and then I'm going to be quiet and let you take over here for a little bit. But this morning I was watching something. Now, I am a non-believer in climate change. I don't believe it's real. I've had scientists on here, and I will continue to have them on here, that will tell you it is not real. It is a cycle. And all the taxing and all the banning and everything that they're claiming they want to do is not going to do one thing other than break the people. So today I get on, and there's an article from Breitbart about a hearing they're having, or already had, in D.C. in Congress. And they bring out all these young people, take them out of school and bring them there because they have taught them well. And this guy gets on there, not one of the legislators, one of the members of Congress, and he goes off on all the things that are bad and why we need to fix it and change, and they're calling this generation coming up. They're comparing them to the greatest generation our fathers who went to war. They're comparing them to that. As they're going to save this planet. And it's all a bunch of foolishness, expensive foolishness. And it's hurting these children. And it just infuriates me. I told Rudy I want to go up there to Congress and tell them to stop it and tell everybody to go to their rooms until they can think about what they have done. But I can't do that. But I'm going to turn it over to you because you see these things too, right?
All the time. All the time, Beth Ann. I also go out and speak to many, many, many different groups, which is an eye-opening experience, frankly. And naturally, I speak mostly to conservative groups because progressive groups do not want to hear what I have to say.
Well, they don't listen.
They will avoid me as much as they can. And I come to a couple of conclusions. One of the things that I'm always asked after the presentation is, what do we do? What do we do? And that's a great question. Mm. And the only way we can really answer that question, I think, is we have to go back and we have to say, who are we and what were we intended to be? And are we fulfilling those intentions? If so, why? If not, why? So when we go back to our founding, to our basic roots, which is always a great place to start, I think, we go back to our basic roots, and what we learn is that our founders had many, many very deep discussions about who they thought we should be, and why they thought we should be what they wanted us to be. And they had wide, wide range of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them wanted a very, very strong central government. Some of them wanted virtually no government. But the one thing they did absolutely want is they wanted the people to be in control. Remember, we could have been, when we were founded, we could have easily had a king. George Washington could have been a king. In fact, he was asked to be a king, and he said, no, 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 I'm not going to do that. That's not why we fought the war. We fought the war so we would be free, and the people would rule. So the people had to come together and say, okay, if we're going to rule, how are we going to rule? One of the things they came to a very, very startling conclusion. They didn't like the way any other country was being ruled at that time. And the countries were ruled by kings, emperors, czars. Governments were sovereign. Governments said what the law was. They could change the law anytime they wanted. Governments said, people, this is who you will be, and we're going to base it on whatever basis we wish to base it, such as to whom you were born, where you live, whether I like you or I do not like you, whether you totally conform to my agreement or to what I say, or you disagree with me. The government, our founders said, no, it's not what we want. It's not what we want at all. We want lots of different ideas, lots of different thought. We want the people to be free. So what they did is they came to the conclusion that government would be the biggest threat to all of the freedoms they had fought for and won. And they said, what we have to do, if we are going to be a free and independent people where the people reign and where the people determine their own course, we have to limit government. And everything they did in the Constitution, if you will go and you will read the Constitution, everything is to limit government. So if we can start with that basis, when people ask me, well, Don, what do? The only conclusion I can come to is that since we the people had ultimate power at the point in time we were founded, and today government virtually has ultimate power, then what happened? We the people gave away our power. We said, government, come on in. You make the rules. You make the laws. What you say, I'll conform to whatever you tell me to be, and I will adhere. And when I run into a problem of any kind, since I'm giving all of my power to you, then you have to solve that problem. I'm going to sit back and let you solve it, and I will conform to whatever you tell me I have to do. That's where we are. That's where we're going. And so the question comes in, Bethann. What do we do? Well, my conclusion is this, that first and foremost, most Americans do not truly understand the basis upon which we were founded. Most Americans have believed the hype they have been given. They believe that when our founders set up our government, they dictated what it would be, and that's false. That's absolutely false. They didn't dictate, because we, the people, said, what you guys have presented, we don't like, and we're going to make some very dramatic changes. And we did. We insisted on the Bill of Rights, for instance. Mm-hmm. We have deviated so far from our intent that we no longer have control, and we believe what we've been told. For instance, today, one of the very... The key differences between a tyranny and a republic, or where the people are free, is this concept of where does the burden of proof lie? When somebody if I accuse you of doing something wrong, Bethann, our Constitution is very, very explicit. It says, I, as the accuser, have to prove your guilt. Today we've turned that around, and we now are believing that it is the accused, Judge Kavanaugh, President Trump,
yes,
that have to prove their innocence, because somebody has made an accusation, so if the accusation has been made, it must be true, therefore they are guilty, and you, if you're not guilty, prove you're not. So what this means is that the government, the tyrannical government, the king, the emperor, the czar, they can say, Bethann, I think you committed treason. You're guilty of treason. Now you prove you're not. And you have to prove it to me, the accuser, and you have to prove it to a jury I choose. That's what Stalin did. That's what Hitler did. That's what Mao did. And today, the Marxist progressive Democrats in our judiciary committee are saying, Judge Kavanaugh, somebody came in and made some pretty wild accusations. You're guilty. Prove you're not.
Yeah, and that's just not the way it's supposed to go. And I heard Trey Gowdy the other night made a comment about that, and he said the reason you're presumed innocent is because you can't prove you're innocent. They have to prove that you're guilty. So you are presumed to be innocent. And I had never heard it quite put that way before.
And here's the reason why.
Now, well, real quick, we're headed into a break, so why don't we hold off on the
radio? If I am a dictator, I need that arbitrary authority to convict, and to accuse and then convict anybody I want to do.
Okay, we're headed into a break, so we're going to hang on to that a little bit. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Real quick, Don, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Larry from Missouri wants to make a comment on government. Larry, how are you doing today? Excuse me.
Hi, Beth. You're talking about limited government. We have the armed forces that fight wars nowadays in this world. I wouldn't say a word about Iran. It's not just America's problem. It's a world problem. Of the oil wells that they supposedly bombed over there in Syria. That's not right. Just America's problem. That's a world problem. And limited government, it goes to the militaries and gun control. You take the guns, you'll have tyranny. It's not the guns. It's the people problem. That girl out there in Oklahoma City, she was 18 years old. She's going to kill four students in school. She was 18. She got an AK-47. It's not a gun problem. It's a people problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not a gun problem when they're kicking people to death, basically. I mean, I don't think anybody's died yet. It's not a gun problem when they're doing that on the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota. But they have no police. So if we keep that up, and this is Omar's district down there, what's going to happen? What's the rest of America going to look like? And then if they... They do that, and you don't have police. You don't have the police force, and you don't have a gun. What are you going to do when the bad guys come? Hey, that rhymed. That's pretty good, aren't I? All right, Larry.
And the police—they don't want to be police anymore. It's so bad.
Bad. All right, Larry. I'm going to go back to Dawn. Thank you, Larry. Dawn, you know Larry's right. It's not the gun problem; it's the people problem, and that's what's going on with us right now. The corruption that has taken place in D.C. You know, I can be as angry as I want at them, but it's really the American people that have kind of, we've been a little bit lazy, and we've just kind of let them do their thing, and next thing you know, they've done way too much, and we don't know how to stop them.
The government was never intended to be what it is. We know that.
Never. Mm.
People, you can go and you can ask most people, is the government what the founders intended it to be? And they would say, oh, no, absolutely not. It certainly isn't. So how did it get that way? And you're absolutely right. It's we, the people, that let it get that way. So how are we going to change it? The only way we can change it up to this point in time is we, the people. Sam Adams said, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a tireless minority setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's how they won the revolution. They were a minority, and they set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. It worked. So that's what we have to do. But in order to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, Beth Ann, we have to understand two things. We have to understand on what basis were we founded, and what is taking control. And I maintain that the American people, I speak to lots of different conservative groups, and they know bumper stickers, but they don't understand the fundamentals and the things that have to restore. Limited government. What is limited government? Limited government means that you only allow the government to do those powers that we gave them. And if you want to read what those powers are, go get the Constitution or go buy Two Visions of America, because the Constitution, I have it in that book, and it will list the powers we gave the federal government. However, today, education, we never told the federal government they have the power to educate our children. That power initially was with the parents because we didn't have public schools. Then when we had public schools, the power was given to the local communities, then the states took it, and now the federal government took it. We violated two very, very, very basic principles of freedom. Number one is they took a power that was not theirs. That is, the federal government took a power that was not theirs. Number two, a very, very fundamental basis of freedom is you always keep any government decisions at the lowest possible level, or the level closest to the people, and we took that power away from the level closest to the people, the local school board, and we put it to the level furthest away from the people, the federal government, and we have literally destroyed our education system, and we have turned it into an indoctrination system. An indoctrination system indoctrinating our children in everything our nation was intended not to be. Why did that happen? Because we, the people, allowed that to happen. And now, when you discuss this with even conservative people, they still don't really understand that concept of government closest to the people and only adhering to the enumerated powers we gave the federal government. People of the United States, if we want freedom, if we want to be independent, we have to understand who we are, where we are, and why we got to where we are, and how we get back. And we could go on and on and on many, many different things. Healthcare. Where in the world did the federal government ever get the concept of healthcare? The Supreme Court. Supreme Court is not a legislative body. It was never intended to be a legislative body. It was always intended to be a review body. And because the Supreme Court makes a ruling, it does not mean it is the law. Roe versus Wade, abortion is not, according to the Constitution, a law. And
well,
we've allowed
gonna,
it to become that.
You know, we were supposed to be a government that is local, to be governed locally, not by a federal government, a huge federal government in D.C. And I'm just as guilty as some of the next people, where that's what we look at. In fact, I've been told, you're always talking about D.C., we need to talk on a local level, but I'm a nationally syndicated talk show, so I got to kind of keep it broader. But, you know, we tend to downplay the local elections instead of making those very important. You know, your school board is what's important, not what D.C. says. Your school board is what's important. It does matter who you put on that school board and what they believe and their character. But it is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. But the people have forgotten that. They don't understand. And what I was going to ask you, we have to give up some things in order to get back our sovereignty. And I'm not sure the American people are ready to give it up, because they are so used to the government giving them this grant or that specific thing or whatever the case may be, entitlements or, you know, helping you out here and there. Nobody's willing to give anything up.
See, and I would maintain, I would come from the other side, and I would say you're not giving up anything. You are gaining. And this is a whole...
Oh, I agree.
And that's a concept that we have to be able to get across to the American public, that you're not giving up, you're gaining. The less government you have in your life, the more you have. We can go to this concept of natural rights and entitlements. I'm sorry?
Let me ask a question. Let me just put something out, and then we'll go to the other conversation at the next segment here.
Yes.
Because we're about to get into this one. Is one example, I think, of you're going to gain more than you lose, is your education, your local education. How much money do you send from your local area to the federal government? And then they say, well, we're going to give you a grant for this class or that, or new computers or whatever. And if you'd have kept the money in the first place, you'd have had more. Am I correct on that? I haven't pushed the pencil. But am I correct? You would actually have more if you stopped feeding the Department of Education.
Well, absolutely. Look at what you're feeding. You're feeding a whole huge bureaucracy that's taking what you sent to them. Huge expenses are coming out of that.
That's
and
just
then
a simple...
They're sending it to different people.
Yeah, that's just a simple example. That's why I wanted to bring it out. But we're headed into that break just by seconds. Thank you, Don, for that. And then we'll come back and talk about some of the rest of this. You're listening to CST Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Don Jans. He's the author of several books, but the ones we're really talking about today, and I think we've talked all around them, is The Road to Tyranny and then Two Visions of America. And I haven't seen the second book, Don, but you know that's been something that's on my mind, I think, with this next election. We say this every election. It's the most important. But the violence and the ugly that we have seen this time around is worse than I have ever witnessed it in my lifetime, and I'm no spring chicken. But I see it as two things. We're either going to try to restore a republic. I don't like them saying democracy. Or we're going to go
100% socialism. It was never intended to be a democracy.
Never intended to be a democracy. That's another time I want you to send them to their room, you know, play the mom. But I have noticed that there are certain talk show hosts that don't say that anymore. I've heard Lou Dobbs say republic, and I've heard Hannity say republic, and before they were always saying democracy.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's what I see in the near future here coming up with the 2020 election. I'm not sure enough Americans are woke, as they like to say, but I'm trying to do my best to get them there, and I know you are too. So I'm going to let you concentrate on these books here in this last segment. Tell people where they can get them. I do have The Road to Tyranny here. I have about five copies, I think, four or five. And I'm just going to turn it over to you, Don. I know you're doing this for a mission and a purpose, so I'm just going to turn it over to you.
The Two Visions of America, you will have that very shortly, and it's going to depend upon the U.S. Post Office. So I can't make any promises. All right?
All right. Government efficiency at work.
Yes. But you will have it. You will have it shortly. And I don't know what shortly means. But what we have to understand, and you made a mention of the upcoming election. And the upcoming election, in a lot of ways, is a very defining election. And I think the one in 2016 was also a very defining election in that
we were in the process of creating a government police force called the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Oh, yes.
And
I've seen that.
They were there to protect the Marxist, Progressive, or Democrat Party and to keep them in office. And that really is the essence of that, what we call the swamp or the deep state or however you wish to refer it. And that was the very, very thing that our Constitution was supposed to protect us from happening. And the more I look at what happened, I do believe that there was divine intervention in that election. But that's a topic for a different time. We are a very, very unique nation. We were founded on a basis that no other nation had ever even adopted, much less being founded on. And I don't know of any other nation since that has been founded on the same basis. And that was that we have natural rights. And our natural rights are defined as life, liberty, and property, or in the Declaration, they define it as the pursuit of happiness. That is a very, very definition of individualism. It champions the individual. It does not say the individual has to subjugate their wishes and their desires to those limits placed on them by the community or the collective or whatever you wish to call it. The individual is encouraged to aspire to the highest level they can possibly aspire. And people champion them. We said, great job for doing that. That's excellent. And we learned it worked. We learned that it worked. So we were founded on this concept that our rights come from our Creator. And the only role government plays in natural rights is to protect those natural rights. When I have a natural right, Beth, if I have freedom or if I have liberty, that doesn't mean because I have more liberty, you have less liberty.
Sorry.
It means that we both can have the same amount of liberty, and if we both strive for more liberty, we both can have more. So it's not a sum game. It's infinite. Then we come along, and now we're being told that, in fact, our natural rights are not just to be protected by government, but they become the province of government. So government can tell us what we can own. If I go out and I make a lot of money, now the government says, in essence, listen to me very carefully, people. I hear this concept, and I heard it last night. This Democrat was talking, and he said, well, these tax cuts, how do we pay for these tax cuts? Well, first of all, that money is not yours, the government's. That money is my money, and I'm giving it to you. You're not allowing me to keep so much. It's my money. It's my property, and the government has no right to it. However, the government has taken rights to it.
And I want to say something. Let me add there, in watching the debates on the campaign trail, well, I think it was Kamala Harris, but they've all said it. But they're talking about all this trillions of dollars they're going to spend for climate change. And they said, yes, it'll take more Fed money. Well, whose money is that? Now I'm turning it back over to you.
And that's exactly what Mark said, though. Here's what Mark said. He said, all funds, everything, the gross national product should go to the government, and then the government would determine how it will spend it and how much it will give back to each of the people, and it will give back to each of the people based on some concept of perceived needs. That's what Kamala Harris was talking about. She says, I want to follow what Karl Marx set up as his rule. An entitlement always takes from somebody to give to somebody else. You can't have entitlements. John Doe can't receive his entitlement unless the government takes from you, Beth Ann, and you have less and he has more. So there's a huge, huge difference. Here's what I tell the people. How do we get this back? Number one, I still maintain that most Americans, even our listeners today, most people to whom you're going to speak tonight, people to whom I speak, do not understand the very basic fundamentals of our nation. They haven't been taught them. They haven't researched it themselves. You have to learn it. You have to learn it. Not only do you have to learn those fundamentals, you have to learn who is the enemy and what does the enemy want.
And we've got 20.
And the enemy today hates the Constitution, hates the Bible, and they're trying to destroy them both. And until we will learn those two things, we the people, learn those two things, we can't set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And when we're setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, do not argue with others. Do not debate with others. Ask great penetrating questions. And you can only ask great penetrating questions when you understand the basic concepts. We the people have to take our country back. We can't rely on anybody else to do it.
Absolutely. And we're going to help with that. Dawn, thank you so much. We're going to have you back on as soon as I get the second book in my hands. And I appreciate all that you do, because you're absolutely right. It's up to us. We can't rely on anyone else. You certainly can't rely on D.C. It's up to us to work together to bring America home. Bye-bye.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.